Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, proper 25, year A. Our readings today, Leviticus chapter 19, verses 1 and 2, and 15 to 18, Psalm 1, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 8, and the Gospel of Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 46. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We will not fear because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. And so we are immersed in peace, for His Spirit is with us. We rejoice, therefore, in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, we have come because You have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We come to declare the Father's love. We come because You are worthy. We come because You are here. Empower us with Your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge Your presence and worship You alone. Amen. Coming into Your presence, Lord, is like coming home. It is here that we first found You, or rather, You found us. It is here, again and again, we have met with You, rejoiced in Your love, and found the strength to continue our journey. Again and again, Your mercy, Your glory, and Your power overwhelm us and outstrip anything our tiny, finite minds could hope to comprehend. Again and again, You remind us that You are not confined by time or place or eternity. Lord, speak to us the word that will sweep away our doubts, strengthen us in our weakness, and provide that opportunity to begin again, which we so long to have. Amen. Our hymn, How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
Yeah.
We pray the collect for proper 25, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and love, and that we may obtain what you promise. Make us love what you command, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Striving to be Holy. Striving to be holy. The book of Leviticus, one of the five books of Moses, is filled with instructions for the covenant people Israel. These instructions God gave to Moses. The people were encamped around Mount Sinai following their liberation from slavery in Egypt. These instructions covered every aspect of their life, from worship to ethics. The book of Leviticus offers guidance on how they should live as the chosen people of God, the people of the covenant. Our reading today from Leviticus 19 forms part of what is known as the Holiness Code, Leviticus chapters 19 to 26. This section of the book focuses on how God's people are to live their everyday lives. When God entered into the covenant relationship with Israel, God said, "If you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation." Exodus chapter 19, verses 5a to 6a. Israel was called as a priestly kingdom to reflect on and share the knowledge, presence, and love of God with people everywhere. They were to use their experience of God to turn the hearts of their neighbors in the Promised Land to God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Israel was required to acquire, reflect, and embody the character of God as individuals and as a community. Who and what God is, Israel, God's people, must become by being faithful to the covenant relationship with God. In our reading from Leviticus today, God gives important instructions to God's people on an important aspect of their character. It begins with these words. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Leviticus 19, verses 1 and 2. How is Israel to achieve holiness? How do we, as people of the New Covenant, achieve holiness as the Lord our God is holy? The remainder of Leviticus 19 gives commands and instructions to answer that question. Some of the instructions refer to the Ten Commandments. However, they go further and cover a wide range of situations and circumstances, which conclude and are summarized in the statement, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord, who you shall keep my statutes." Leviticus 19, verse 18a, 18b, and 20a. The life of holiness is loving our neighbor as ourselves. And how do we find the love that we need to love our neighbor? John, in his first letter, reminds us, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love." John chapter 1, verse 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. As people of the new covenant, redeemed by the sacrifice of Jesus, the Son of God on the cross, we are called to be holy as God is holy. How do we achieve holiness? By obeying God's law, the law of love. The law of love is affirmed for us in today's gospel. In the last week of his life, Jesus is ministering to the people in the temple in Jerusalem. The Pharisees, the chief priests, and scribes question his authority and set out to entrap him with questions, which he has so far answered to their amazement or confusion. In today's gospel, the Pharisees try again to question Jesus' knowledge of the law. One of them, a lawyer, an expert in the law, asked Jesus, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. Jesus quotes the first commandment from Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. It focuses us on loving God, having a relationship with God with all our being, body, mind, and spirit. Jesus points out that the second is like the first. That is, you cannot have one without the other. If you do not love God, you cannot love your neighbor. In other words, trying to love your neighbor without loving God is futile. Unless you love God, you cannot love yourself, and therefore you will not be able to truly love your neighbor. As we strive for holiness, we are commanded to love God, love ourselves, and love our neighbor. Loving God, our relationship with God, takes first place. It is from experiencing God's love that we are able to love ourselves and love others, even those who call themselves our enemies. As we strive for holiness, that is, to demonstrate this character of God, we are called to love God, to love ourselves, and to love our neighbors. While we worship God in spirit and in truth, and meditate on God's word, we demonstrate our relationship with God by the way we respond to others, by showing compassion, mercy, and justice. Our psalm today reminds us of the life that results from obedience to God's law and God's word. It illustrates what a life of holiness looks like. The psalmist writes, "Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, but their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper." Psalm 1, verse 1a, verses 2 and 3. Those who strive for holiness will achieve it and be like trees planted by streams of water. In all they do, they prosper. Amen. Let us pray. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to God with thanksgiving. Jesus, Messiah, before you we kneel in adoration and praise. As we love you with our whole heart, so give us grace to show that love towards our neighbor and ourselves. Drive from your church any vintage of hatred. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to God with thanksgiving. Jesus, Messiah, before you rulers and governments are humble. May those who rule not come to regard those without power as less than themselves. Maintain the equity of all people. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to God with thanksgiving. Jesus, Messiah, your love leaves no one untouched, especially ourselves. Strengthen all that restores us in your image. Cherish the children for whom you gave so much. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to God with thanksgiving. Jesus, Messiah, your compassion overflows beyond any boundaries of our imagination. Anoint with your healing grace any in distress. Give them the comfort of your Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to God with thanksgiving. Jesus, Messiah, your love extends to the cross and resurrection. Bring unto this hope all who have died. Fulfill the promise of your kingdom. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to God with thanksgiving. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, "Oh, for a Closer Walk with God."
Yeah.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go out into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Never pay back wrong with wrong. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Love one another. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you and those whom you love, this night and always. Amen. We pray that you will have a rewarding and spirit-filled week, and we will strive to love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength, and love our neighbors as we love ourselves. We end with the hymn, Je suis, je suis.